If you've ever been amazed by those photos which appear to be made up of hundreds of tiny photos and wondered whether or not it's possible to create one, the answer is it is, and it's made relatively easy by an online tool called Mosaika. Check the spelling out in the title of the audio boom. There are offline tools that you can download and use, but they're dependent on you having access to a wealth of photos to be able to make up the individual elements to the mosaic. Well, Mosaika takes some of the sting out of that because it links in with Flickr. And that's a little bit of a downside because the first thing is you've got to have a Flickr account. But on the plus side, you don't need to create a Mosaika account separately. So you log into Mosaika using your Flickr account. It's a three-step process to create your mosaic photo. You start off by choosing a master photo, and you can do that from either your photo gallery within Flickr or from all Flickr photos. And very helpfully, Mosaika will only look for photos which have been tagged with Creative Commons attribution. So that means that you're not going to be using photos which you can't repurpose. So you choose your master photo first of all from by sticking a tag and pulling out a photo that you want to use. Having got your master photo, you then need to choose the tiles that are going to make up the little elements within the photo. And that can be the trick bit, because you're going to be choosing, again, you can choose from your own photos or from the whole Flickr set. You need a lot. So you need, depending on the size of the mosaic you choose, and that can be small, medium or large, anything from a minimum of 100 to over 500. Now, picking them out individually is indeed possible and permissible. Mosaic allows you to do that, but helpfully it will, for each page of thumbnails that have been returned, it will either add them all or it will simply add a random 50 on whatever you've chosen as the tagged topic. So it will take some of the sting out of that particular part of the process. The final step is to find an image, and that takes a long time. But having said that, you can go away and do something else. It will process it for you. It asks for your email, and it will mail you when the process is done. I suppose you might be worried about giving your email address the way there, but you've got to think about any emails that allow you to give them away freely. Multiple emails is the answer, I think. And that's it.